Today, with Palm Sunday, we hear that it's all about the procession. It's about moving somewhere with a purpose and going to a destination with a goal. The liturgy this morning is filled with processions. It began with a beautiful procession at the 10 a.m. Mass with all the children's liturgy of the word participants. They came into the church in the same way that we heard the gospel in the first gospel today. In this first gospel, we hear the drama of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. The throngs of crowds were shouting and welcoming him into the holy city. Crowds led the way, and even more crowds followed the Messiah, the Redeemer of the chosen people, into Jerusalem, where he comes to destroy death, where he comes to restore life. And then in the second gospel, the long passion narrative, we hear a slightly different sort of procession, maybe a very different sort of procession. Jesus is making his way towards Golgotha to win redemption for us. He's journeying, proceeding to destroy death once and for all. As he's moving towards his own death, rather than the joyous welcome that we hear in the first gospel or the cheering crowds, he encounters treacherous hatred and jeering crowds. Soldiers spit upon him, priests mock him, enemies smack him, and his friends abandon him. Journey to redemption is painful. And this is the second procession in our Palm Sunday Mass. It's a reminder of our Lord's love and the overwhelming path he trod for us for our redemption. The third and final procession of Palm Sunday is about ready to take place in a few minutes. And it involves you and me. It involves all of us. It's the procession that we make towards Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist, the communion procession. Our journey in this liturgy is to move forward, to meet Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. We go to encounter the Lord himself, who processed to redeem us. We get to take steps forward, to go out and see Jesus, to meet him, to be intimately united with him in the Eucharist, where he gives us everything. He has nothing left to give us. He gives us his very life in this Eucharist. And this is our procession, where we get to move forward to meet our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, intimately, deeply in the Eucharist. For our part, we look inside our hearts, look inside our attitudes, to see how we make this procession. As we walk forward to receive Jesus Christ, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, we have the opportunity to prepare our hearts, to prepare our minds for this intimate relationship with Jesus. God himself is offering his life, his grace to you and me. And this is what we should be pondering as we process up to communion. God loves me intimately. He's giving himself to me. I am going to meet Jesus. We should always attempt to focus on these things and not worry about who's wearing what, who we haven't seen in Mass in a while, or who's sitting with whom. These things can all wait. In our procession to Holy Communion, Jesus is offering himself to us. We get forward, intimately meet him.